4DOS in the Blue Ridge, 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K9OH. That's Mr. Billy and his sweet bride, KN4DBQ. That's Miss Nancy. They're down there in Anderson. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Billy. If you're out there mobiling around, you be careful out there in the rain there, young man. Be careful if it's a dry road, but especially on them wet roads. You know how them crazy people are. There's one less out there because I'm sitting here in the house on the radio tonight. So you're in good shape there. Appreciate you being with us, Billy. Tell Nancy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing good. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
They'll say, you don't want me driving. No, I am sitting here in my office / radio room. You do not want me driving. About the only driving I can do these days is driving people crazy.
Bad, Billy, and I know the reason why, too. I miss you there, young man. Do you remember Al, what was his call sign? KI4MLN, lived down there in Malden. Do you remember him?
Yes, sir, yeah. Hadn't heard him in a month of Sundays.
You won't hear him anymore. He passed away, unfortunately. But he was telling me about his driving experience up there in Connecticut. He said him and some of his buddies were trying to push a car off, and it was like an icy out. The road was icy, a little bit or something. They put him behind the steering wheel because it was a straight drive, and told him just pop the clutch out, you know. And he said, "But I'm blind. I can't see. I can't drive." They said, "Oh, you're gonna do fine." And about that time, some police officer pulled up and said he walked up. Al wanted to see his driver's license.
That would hurt. I never could see well enough to legally drive, but I had enough vision at one time that I could get away with it, I guess. But about 10 years ago, it kind of got a little bit worse, and then we was I had an experimental, or I shouldn't say that. I had an experimental surgery in 2007, and that didn't really do anything, but it's a little more complicated than that. And then I had a procedure done about 3 years ago, and it gave me back my night vision, and it gave me night vision that I never had, which was really good. So if I'd have had that procedure before some of the damage was done due to the dye disease I've got, I would have been able to drive, but, oh well, you know, there's other cool things around the corner that I'm keeping my eye on, so to speak, but all you can do is laugh at it and make the best of it, have a good time with it, and I like to joke about it. It's, you know, it's interesting, but I did not know that Al passed. I did not know that. You know, the thought had crossed my mind a few times, wondered what had happened to him, and I never found myself, I guess, you know, in the opportunity to ask. So I hate to hear that, though. Gosh, just amazing how time flies.
I agree with you. Time does fly, and there's a lot of people that didn't know it. But you know, that's one of the things that we don't get told about a lot of times. I mean, gosh, there's been so many in the last 20 years that I've been around. You know, gosh, I can't name them all. Two of them I can name are my father-in-law and my brother-in-law. Both of them passed, and of course they've been gone a good while now. But anyway, we won't get into talking about all that, but I do miss old Al. He'd get in there. I carried an amplifier down there to him one day, and I got in there, and he was working on something. I said, "Al, what are you doing over on the stove?" He said, "I'm trying to solder this PL259. He said, "But I keep burning my finger." But, so I went over there and took it away from him and got it over on his bench and got his soldering iron and stuff out, fixed it for him. But that man would try just about anything, and he couldn't see a lick.
I don't think you'd see me trying to do solder. I don't think I'd, at this point, try to attempt it. I could do it. I can crimp it, and I can do a really good crimp job. And I mean, in the commercial service, even, it's not uncommon to crimp it. Now, you know, it depends on what you're doing. I mean, you know, it is obviously, you know, better to solder it. But if you do a really good crimp job and you're not moving the cables around a lot, you're not going to have any problem. But you got to do really, you know, you got to do it right. And, I actually found something. I have to periodically make cables to go between different pieces of equipment, and I found these DB25 and DB9 breakout units that it has little screw terminals on it, so I don't have to, you know, solder or, you know, build it if I'm testing it. And then you know, I can make up a cable using those really easily, and you just screw the conductors in there, and there you go. And it works really good in a lab environment, but it works good at a repeater site, too. But you know, I let it drop. K90H, I don't want to hold it too long, but I you know, Gary, it's interesting, because I'm not exactly sure when you got licensed, but it wasn't too long after I got licensed, and this December makes my 25th year as a ham, so, you know, I've met a lot of wonderful people and made a lot of great friends in amateur radio, and amateur radio also led to my employment at various agencies and organizations and whatnot, including where I'm employed now. And amateur radio has been a great hobby for me, and, you know, I couldn't be more grateful.
It was a great hobby. I got my license in 2004, Billy. So I've had mine, first of the year was 21 years of, I had to look up there and see, I think it was, middle of January when I got mine in 2004. So I'm coming up on 22 years, so you got yours just a little bit ahead of me, but that's okay. My father-in-law tried to get me to get my license for 30 years before I got it. So when I got my license, he made him happy, of course. And then my wife got her license, and that really made him happy. So it's all good, and the hobby's been good to us. We've met some wonderful people and made some wonderful friends and lost some wonderful friends and that sort of thing. So. But you hang in there and do the best you can, and you take care of Nancy. I know Nancy's going to take care of you, over.
Sir, she does every day. I tell you, I'm blessed to have a great, wonderful wife. She's pretty awesome, and I brag on her every chance I get. She puts up with me, and between my ham radio and my model train hobbies and my weather and my IT hobbies and all the that stuff, and then of course I work in IT, and she puts up with all that, and sometimes she even dabbles in it. She's not afraid to pick up the radio. That's a good thing, you know. And she'll definitely help me when I'm testing the repeaters, and she'll get in there and loves to learn and all that good stuff. So yeah, I'm really grateful, and but, you know, like you say, it's been a lot of people, unfortunately, in the hobby that have passed on, and a lot of people I miss and enjoyed talking to over the years and got to know real well. And but you meet, you do meet new people. It never replaces the others. Can't replace any of them. But it truly is a blessing to have this hobby and get to know all the people we get to know and help all the other people we get to help and pass the knowledge around to. And hopefully, when our time comes, we've left the hobby in a better shape than we found it or whatnot. But, I got licensed December 8th of 2000, just before my, 19th birthday, I think is the way that lined up. And now I'm fixing to turn 43. And some days, I can feel it. K9OH.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With K9OH, Mr. Billy, down in Anderson. Well, Billy, I'll, let's see. Here in just a few days, I'll turn 74. So I got a few years on you, but hey, I feel it too. Where you get by. But I hope you have a great day and a wonderful week, what's left of it. You and Miss Nancy take care. And hopefully we'll do this again one day real soon.
Look forward to talking to you every chance I get, Gary. Too bad I don't get in here as much as I need to. Life distracts me sometimes. I got to start going to some of the ham club meetings again. And work's been, they just, back in July, sent me back to school to get my bachelor's degree. So I've been working hot and heavy on trying to get that done over the next couple of years. And after Hurricane Helene, we had some stuff down here. So I've been working on the 911 dispatch center down here trying to get some things straight with that. And it's just been a busy year since all that happened, but things have calmed down for a little while until we got some more projects to do. But, it's always something. But nevertheless, well, I'd have never thought you were 74, Gary. I tell you, you're doing really well. And there's a lot of folks out there that that I know that are in their 70s, even 80s, that are doing a lot better than I kind of wonder sometimes if I'm going to be in that good a shape, the way I feel. I've been doing some karate during my lunch breaks at work for the last couple of years, and boy, it's amazing, you hadn't done some sort of movement with your legs or whatnot since you were a kid, and you think to yourself, your mind tells you, yeah, you can do it, and your body's like, oh, no, I ain't doing that. So, anyway, I will make this my final. Good to hear you, Gary. Appreciate all you do, and always good to speak at you, and maybe one of these days we'll see you in person again soon. You and Miss Joy, take care and stay safe over there. K9OH, I'll be clear on yours, sir.
Well, I hope you're around to be as old as I am. I feel real good, don't have any problems other than a few minor details. But the Lord has let me be here this long, has kept me here for some reason. Don't know what it is yet, but he'll let me know maybe. If not, I'll just keep on going the way I've been going. It must be doing something right. But enjoyed it. Look forward to doing it again. And you and Miss Nancy have a wonderful day. And I'll tell Joy you said hello. 7-3, my friend. We'll talk at you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey Oak. Nice talk. Very interesting. Informative. But I have to get after you, young guys. I first got my novice license in 1968. Didn't do much with it until much later, a year or so later when I was in Vietnam and with the Mars. and then dropped it when I got back to the States for a while. I picked it up with 2 meter. I'm 84, over.
But you sound good. Thank God to keep me around is because I don't have a face for TV. I just have a face for radio, and he, you know, every once in a while you need a good scarecrow.
But we spend too much time on the tube, and it does weird things to us, over.
That's right.
No program for net control stations. That control station down in South Carolina sent me a one that he uses, and I've been doctoring it. I like to play with Excel programs and add my stuff to it, so I've got it fancied up from what he had. So I'm going to send it back to him and see what he thinks of it. It's KF4CKT is the one who sent it to me, so I think he's going to like it over.
I always thought I would do one with a SQL database. I just ain't had time to put as much into that, but nevertheless, well, I'm going to get back out of here. I wanted to acknowledge you and say hello and give it back to Gary. I didn't mean to take over there. You gentlemen, take care, and we'll catch you again soon. K9OH.
November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. You see my first attempts at putting up antennas. Oh.
Congratulations on being 84. The one that I know of has got you beat, and that's W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, down there in Simpsonville. And he is... I think he just turned 101, and he checked in with me... I don't know if it was last week or week before, but he's our resident elder, but you getting close there, Ed.
Oh.
I'll do it. Just, you know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow, but if we get up tomorrow, make the best of it and go from there.
Until 99, then died of an accident. You'll find a website that my brother put together with his autobiography. It's www.raywinstead.com/EDW. And my father wrote his. My brother's put together that site for him.
Real nice. I'll have to look that up.
Doing a lot with websites. Learned how to do a bunch of things with it. He has a bunch of photographs on it. If you put your cursor on a photograph and click it, it will enlarge to the full size. One of them on that website is a tinted photo. You probably know what that is. Of my mother, you'll spot it. My father carried that one all the way through the prison camps in the Philippines, and we still have the original. For some reason, he was able to hang on to it. Oh.
Amazing that it made it through all of that. And made it back in one piece, but I'm glad you do have the original.
Other things, they've disappeared over the years. I think one of them was stolen. It was a canteen cup that was engraved by one of the men in the camp with all kinds of stuff about it, but it disappeared during a move, and I think one of the movers took it over.
Well, you don't never know what's going to happen when you move. You know, We tend to blame our losses on other people, but sometimes we do it ourselves. You know, instead of getting everything out of the box, we'll leave something in there and throw the box away, and then all of a sudden, you know, we blame it on somebody else. But I'm sorry that you've lost stuff in moves like that, and we have too. But I blame it on myself. You know, either I didn't pack it right or. Didn't put it where it needed to be or something of that nature. I try not to blame anybody else for my mistakes. And it's like I used to tell my boss man, I said, you know, if you got a problem with me, you come to me. I'm man enough to take it, and I ain't going to tell you no stories about it. And that's just the way I am, you know. And if I do something wrong and something gets missing, then it's my fault, and I take the blame for it. But I'm sorry that happened to you, you know, but a lot of those things have sentimental value and they cannot be replaced. But I sure am glad that you got that, that photograph and got the original, and it's amazing that that one made it all the way through the war and back again.
Packing on Christmas or any other time you exchange gifts, I always go through the wrapping paper inside and flatten it out, because every once in a while something will get left in there and you'll find it. It doesn't happen often, but one time is enough to make it worth the effort. Over.
Anything. Don't want to throw something out by mistake.
Enjoyed listening to you and talking to you tonight. I'm going to finish up this file. I've been taking a 3D class over in Blue Ridge Community in Hendersonville. Answered a lot of questions, raised a lot more about what I've been doing. But our instructor last Monday was sick. He just got married the Tuesday before. I blamed it on that. Over.
I've just been too busy. You overextended a little bit.
Secret. He was talking about taking karate and stuff physically, but I think mentally is a big one too, to keep doing something to keep up with the events of life so that you know what's going on. Just like this thing I'm working with, I go back and check it and then move it around and find out I got to go back and make an addition to it. Over.
Is it, you're staying busy and keeping your mind sharp, and that's what it's all about. You know, you don't want to let let things lag and fall behind, but you're doing a good thing, no doubt. And I think you said you were doing that for CKT, KF4CKT, that's John, down there in Honeypath. Yeah, he calls the net in Anderson, the Anderson net, on Mondays, if memory serves. But he's a real nice fella. I met him a long time ago, and he's a super nice fella.
I think somebody gave it to him, and he's used it. It works out pretty good. I've got a column for the check-in call, then a column for in or out. If I put an X there, it tells me that he's in or out, or it tells me he's out, really. Then I've got the name, first name. I've got the location. I've got somebody, if he wants to make a queue, I put a figure in there. For traffic, if he's got a couple messages, I can put a figure in there. There's a comment column, and then there are total columns up above, so I know how many have checked in and how much traffic I have. Oh.
Getting it set up pretty well. I do mine the old-fashioned way. Been doing it that way for 20 years. I do mine with a pencil and piece of paper. I don't have to worry about my computer crashing or anything else as long as my radio works. And I got a little light I can see to write by. I keep a couple of pencils on hand, and I do mine the old-fashioned way. I do it pencil and paper. So I don't type that fast, but I can write a whole lot quicker than I can type. So that's a good thing, and then I've been doing it so long. You know, somebody speaks, I already got their call sign written down because I recognize their voices. And, you know, even if you do it by computer, you learn the voices of the folks that check in with you, and you can do it real quick. But I still do mine the old-fashioned way.
I've got I just call it college notebook. It's because the lines are a little bit wider than some of the others. And I filled up both three or four of them. I usually get them when, let's see what this one has, as many pages as I can get in there. This one has, I don't know where the cover went, but it's got about 80 pages in it. And I will write down the date at the top of the page, and then I found a format. On the left, I will have the frequency, just below that, the time, and to the right of that, if it's on HF, the report signal, and then the call signal, and then to the right of that, maybe the name. If not, later on, I'll look it up. And then down below that first line, I will have in the top, I'll put my report signal to him, and then below that, I'll put what he gives me back, and then a couple of lines below that to put notes. Usually, the location, his name, sometimes what his equipment is or whatever, and then draw a line under it and go on to the next one. But I found that gives me a lot of freedom the computer doesn't give me in terms of making comments, and it's easier to go back sometimes and find stations I've talked to.
That's the way to do it. I used to have an old call book, and I used it for a while until I filled it up. I bought it at Radio Shack, I believe, years ago. But I've been putting all mine on, spiral notebooks, and I fill them up, put them on the shelf. I've got them all the way back to the first one I made, so that's the way I keep up with it. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, but N4EDW, first ahead up there in Brevard.
That's where I've got a spiral notebook. I can't find the cover of it. It doesn't have how many pages or whatever on this one. A lot of them do. But anyway, I found that. I've got, I don't know how many. I guess there's, I use both sides of it, so it gives me a good 100 to 200 pages to fill up. I've got some now, like 1,500 contacts on ATF. I've got 115 countries, but I haven't got them confirmed. A lot of times on QRZ, they don't confirm them. I finally figured out how to get into Log of the World and copy them over to that, but don't have them all confirmed. A lot of people, about a third confirmed a call, and the rest of them, which creates a problem for awards.
You know, some folks do it the old-fashioned way. I've got QSL cards from all over the place, people sending them to me. I send them a QSL card back, and some of them want you to send them a QSL card with a self-addressed stamped envelope so they can send you one back. And that way they don't have to send it through the Bureau and the ARRL Bureau and all of that. And I've got a package from them. It might have had, I don't know, maybe 30 or 40 QSL cards in it, where they sent it to the Bureau instead of sending it straight to me. So, you know, there's some people that still like to do it the old-fashioned way and don't want to do it the electronic way, using Logbook of the World or QRZ or whatnot.
Some of those I've got to get back with some. I've got a lot of electronic ones on email that I've got to get back to. I've been trying to get my other antenna back. He said he got 15 countries. This last weekend I get two new ones, which I didn't think I was getting. I got Moldova, and one down in the Caribbean, Martinique. I've still got a couple down there to get, but I'm building up. I've gotten a couple really wild ones. One was way up north, north of Canada. They said it was about the furthest north there was of any station. It was directly north of me, way up there, by some weather station. And then a couple days ago, I got one called Aland, A-L-A-N-D, Island, which is halfway between Sweden and Finland. And it has its own set of calls, so.
I hope that wasn't like maybe that was like a special event station or something. I don't know. Maybe not, but if it was, it's good, and if it wasn't, it's even better. But I'm glad that you're getting in there and doing a little DXing and having some fun.
Talked to a lot of stations several times, and that's always good. And some of them, when you get on there and find out about their backgrounds, very, very interesting. One of the stations in Spain, man was in an accident and couldn't talk. I think it was cancer or something like that. And he had to learn to talk again. And now he's got a very nice, clear voice. So he really had to work to get that done.
You don't ever know what you're liable to run into. But it's good that you can help folks out like that. And it's good that they were using the radio to get their voice back. That's marvelous.
Nice talking to you. We'll talk to you again next couple of days. Try to get on every night. We don't make it every night, but it's I do try to get in. It's a part of the schedule. So have a real good night, and we'll talk to you again. Over.
Well, I do appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit. Enjoyed it, as always. Look forward to doing it again sometime soon. You have a great week, what's left of it, and a wonderful weekend. We'll say 73 to you for now. We have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Just sitting here and listening to you talking to other people here. I didn't know me and you was about the same age. I'm 74, but already turning here 75 in December.
I said, Jim, I'll turn 74 in November, in the 26th, around Thanksgiving. And, I make my family mad because, when January rolls around, I just go on to the next year older, And they say, well, why is that? And I said, well, I was almost a year old when I was born. I was 9 months old when I was born. So, I just go on to the next year when January rolls around. But everybody laughs at it in my family, except my mother. Mother did not laugh about that. She said, I'm not going to let you get that, be that year older. She said, until it comes. She said, I had to wait on you to get here. And she said, then when you were born, she said, I knew it, and she said, you knew it too. And I said, yes, ma'am, I did, I guess. And but she said, I'm not going to be a year older just because you want to be. And bless her heart, she's gone on before us now, but I miss her dearly. But, age is just a number, Jim, that's all it is.
I'm just grateful for what God has given me so far. And all the years I've been around, and speaking of being around, I heard and miss a couple of our ham buddies that used to be on there. And that's Ray, K4SVG, and a couple others that passed away. I don't know if he was around when Molly was on there, K4TOY. But the Blue Ridge Amateur Club had. I think down at the Greenville Law Enforcement Center to do ham, to get us to, we were broke in with ham staff and so forth, and to get a license. So I'm very thankful to the Blue Ridge Club for helping me out.
You know, Jim, we've lost a lot of good ones in the recent past, not too distant past at all. But I was not a ham when Mully was on the air. I've heard a lot of talk about him. Met his wife here, 19 years ago, long time ago. Got to meet her and. But I never got to meet Mully. I talked to Ray a lot about him. And I let Ray reminisce and tell me things that have gone on before. And my father-in-law, George Dickert, WB4YUO, he knew him, and you probably heard him on the air. I don't know.
I don't remember off the top of my head. But, there's a lot of good ones done passed on. And I always enjoy listening to Ray talk to Mom about the garden experience and get the tractor done and stuff like that. They talked about what many people would not even probably talk about. But anyway, I really enjoy it. Look, I know it's getting a little late, and you might need that cup of coffee by now, if not too far into the future down the road. So let me get out here so you can finish up in that. Anyway, I just spot. Just come in there and chime in for a minute. Have a good night, N4, NLR.
Okay, Jim. Well, I'm glad you came in there. I've had a good night tonight. Had a couple of rag chewers there. Bobby came in and talked for a little bit, and then Billy, and then Ed, and then you. And that's something we hadn't been doing a whole lot of, is rag chewing on the nets. And that's a good thing. I enjoy it, and I enjoy calling the net. You know, I always have. Been doing it for 20 years now, so I guess it's about time for me to give it up and let somebody else do it. But anyway, Jim, thanks for coming in there hollering at us. I enjoyed it, and look forward to doing it again. 73 there, young man. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Control, go ahead.
Net control, please check in W4GLC Grant and Easley.
Part of your call again.
GLC Whiskey 4 Golf Lima Charlie.
Up there, young man. The reason I ask you to repeat it, I put down W4CLC and I said that doesn't look right. And so I better get that corrected. So, Grant, we got you corrected over here. Neighbor of mine in Easley. Appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. There was one other station in there. I heard my call. Go ahead.
I was up there on 164, 7164 there. If you might want to let me hear you, see what you sound like.
I can do it here in a minute there, Bobby. I'm going to see if there's any other check-ins, and then I'm going to excuse myself for a few minutes and go in there and get me something to drink, and then I may be back in here in the radio. And if I come back in, I'll holler at you on 164?
Yes, sir. That's where I'm sitting here listening right now, 7164.
Well, I'll be back in a minute or two, maybe. If my wife don't need something, and if she does, I'll go take care of that first. You know how that is.
Yeah, no problem. All right, AJ, for you and clear. Appreciate you.
Thank you much. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. That's going to about wrap it up. I'll submit my net report, and then I'll finish closing the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 66 tonight. Good net. Good number of rag chewers. Enjoyed that. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.